this is more of a practical question and probably maybe one that a lot of people think of and would be going, man, I hope somebody asked that. I'm just going to ask it. And you still got to be my friend after, Randy. But so too personal maybe. But how, like, come on, you're 35. So I'm 36. And I think I got four kids right now. If you took away and made me make minimum wage, we're not wealthy by any stretch. We're rich in the first world. Of course, all of us are. But I mean, how, I got kids, like my son eats everything in a day, groceries. Like, I could not afford to, I could, but I know what life would be like. How did you guys make it on practical levels?
Well, there were a number of great things that the Lord did. One is, at first, my wife worked part-time for the ministry. So she was able to make basically the same amount that I was making, probably more per hour.
Got it. So she was allowed to work without.
Oh, yeah. So we shared, but it still was a challenge. I mean, I mean, not that I was overpaid as a pastor, but I made a lot more money as a pastor than our combined, you know, income was. But there was that. And then, of course, the ministry that came up with creative ways, like the ministry owned our used car and then allowed us to use it because I was using it for ministry. So there were things like that, you know, and creative things along the way. But we certainly did have to be more conscious of how we live. Fortunately, I had written, one of the books I had written was called Money, Possessions, and Eternity. The book is still in print and I've updated it. And but that book had really, or the research on that book had really grabbed hold of me. And some of the things that I later wrote about, like in The Treasure Principle, that, you know, you can't take it with you, but you can send it on ahead, you know. Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, not on earth. Use your earthly treasures to invest them in heavenly treasures, things that will last forever. So fortunately, we were already living on a lot less than our income. And we were receiving royalties in those days. So it was way less than our income. So we took that practice into the ministry. We actually had paid off our, instead of the 30-year mortgage, we had paid off in 15 years. And we literally paid off our mortgage 3 weeks before I had to go on minimum wage. Of course, we had no idea this was coming. So it was like, in the providence of God, what are the chances that the first month that we will not have to pay our house payment will be the first month that I have to make minimum wage?
God's timing. That's incredible.